Right now, we are joined by a linebacker for the Arizona Cardinals. He is entering his eighth NFL season. 19 tackles, 9 quarterback hits, 3 sacks in 13 games last year. He was the Detroit Lions' Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee. 174th pick overall in 2014 out of USC. Arizona coming off an 8-8 season. They open up against Tennessee. Big game September 12th, 1 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Devon Kennard is my guest. Devon, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good, good. Listen, I mentioned that you are entering your eighth NFL season. I mean, the fact that you started your eighth minicamp, you know the way this league works and how few guys make it past their first minicamp. So what's it mean to you to be entering your eighth NFL season?
It's surreal, man. Time really does fly. I remember it like it was yesterday that I was, you know, a rookie getting drafted from the Giants, and now I'm going into my eighth year playing in my hometown. For a good team and a great organization that I you know am very familiar with and knew growing up, so it comes full circle. I'm one of the old heads in the locker room now, which is something that you know I'm very proud of, just to be able to make it this far.
Devon Kennard joining us. It's so true, right? So few athletes get to play for their hometown. You and I spoke shortly after you signed with the Cards last year, and we talked about the fact that it was a homecoming and you were going to play where you grew up. Now that you've had a year under your belt, what's that experience been like?
Man, honestly, I'm kind of excited to give this year a clean slate and a fresh start, because last year, with how weird it was with COVID, it like didn't hit all the way. You know, we didn't have fans in the stands. Like, I only got to have like a couple people come to games every now and then once the year got started. So I'm really looking forward to this season with fans back in the stands and it being more of a normal game day experience.
You know, I appreciate that. Listen, I know you're looking forward, but I want to ask you one thing about last year, because it really was challenging. And it was challenging in the sense that you had to deal with a calf injury and then a positive COVID test. After the test, you had to isolate and be away from your wife and your daughter for 10 days while you had to try and stay active with what you called caveman workouts. What were the caveman workouts like, and then what was that whole time like for you?
It was pretty funny. I stayed near a park, just an open field, so I would go and just run a bunch of sprints, and I was in the room just doing push-ups nonstop. And trying to figure out, just trying to stay ready, watching a lot of film. I was lucky, you know, I feel fortunate. A lot of people had a lot of symptoms and dealt with way more than I did when they had it. But I had no symptoms. I felt completely fine the entire time. So I was just trying to put myself in position to be able to come back and continue to help the team.
There you go. So you got a new opportunity this year. You're entering your eighth season, but not just that, right? You're entering it with a team that was really close to the postseason last year and then has been really aggressive in the offseason in terms of who they've added. So what are your thoughts when you see the team adds J.J. Watt, A.J. Green, and more?
You know, like on paper, we have a really good team, but we got to go out there and put the work in. And I like how we started this off season. You know, we just finished mini camp. It was a great atmosphere. Everybody was working hard and really gelling and building those relationships. And that goes a long way. So we got to build off of that, have a great camp. And, you know, I'll take us over anybody when the time comes, but we got to continue to put the work in and earn it.
Right. I think you guys look amazing on paper, and we'll see how it looks and how it translates on the field. Now, when you consider the step forward that Kyler Murray took in his second season, what kind of expectations do you have for him as he enters his third year?
I think he's going to have a great year. You know, he's going to keep improving and being the guy for us, and I'm excited to see what he can do.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, one of the things that we've talked about in the past, you are an investor, you are an avid reader. Earlier this week, you announced that you're going to become an author, and you signed with HarperCollins. This is actually a pretty big step. How did that come to be, and how excited are you about that challenge?
Yeah, you know, this offseason, it was something that I've always kind of had on the back of my mind that I wanted to become an author and write about, and I didn't know what that process would be like, but I just took a leap of faith. I started jotting down a lot of notes and things. I've had it in my head of concepts that I wanted to write about, and I put some thoughts together. I reached out to some people I knew, found a great literary agent, and he loved my idea immediately, helped me hone it in and put together a proposal, and HarperCollins was he had a good relationship there, and we pitched it, and I didn't know what the response was going to be, but a few weeks afterwards, they offered a deal, we negotiated, and I just signed on the dotted line this week, so I'm looking forward to it. It's early in the process, so can't give many details on it yet, but I'm really looking forward to it, and once I come out with it, I'll let you know, and we're going to hop on again.
For sure, we'll do that. Devon Kennard joining us. So I get what you just said, that it's early in the process, and you can't divulge too many details. You know, I've been doing this thing myself. Like, I've been in that same process, but it's still early for me, too, because I can't quite figure it out. So I'm really curious about your process. Do you know exactly what you're going to write about yet?
Yeah, I already have, like, kind of the idea and everything, and I put an outline together. So it's really just sitting down and getting it all together and really formulating the whole book. And, you know, this process takes a while. You got to go back and forth with editors, and I'm learning as I go. I didn't know what it all entails. I just had a vision and idea that I really wanted to share with the world, and now I'm going to have the opportunity to do so. So it's been a fun process so far, but I'm learning as I go, and I'm going to try to kind of be as transparent as I can throughout the process, because I feel like that's something a lot of people feel like how I did before I got started. Like, is it how does that process work, and could I possibly do it? And, you know, I feel like if I show people how to do it and what it was like for me, then maybe more people will do it themselves.
That's it. That's what people want to know. How did you do what you did? Be authentic, be transparent. You're all these things. Here's something interesting. Like, I've got a side hustle to my side hustle where I started another podcast. And one of the guys I wanted to talk to, it's kind of funny, like in this space, and you know the space because you read similar books to books I read, some of these guys just will not do any interviews anymore. The book I'm talking about is Atomic Habits by James Clear. It is a famous book. I know a lot of people have read this book. It's sitting on my desk right now. I have to admit, I've not read the book yet, but I know you have. What do you like about that book, and what was your biggest takeaway from it?
It's funny you mentioned it. I'm actually doing a reading club right now, and later this month, I'm going to be asking everyone on social media and on my website to give me their thoughts on the book and stuff. But for me, it's a powerful book. It's had a huge impact in my life. First time I read it was actually a few months ago, earlier this off season, and I do naturally in the book, but how I can be intentional with improving my habits and really focusing in, and it makes, like, whatever you want to be or whoever you want to become, it kind of breaks it down on how you could become that person in a practical way. And, you know, if anybody is in the remake of my book club, it's going down right now.
It is actually, Devon. It's one of those words.
It's on your desk, so you got to tune in.
No, absolutely. It is one of those books that is passed around. Everybody knows about the book. And it's certainly a book that I can't imagine why I haven't read that book yet, but it is sitting on my desk, and I'm going to get to it sooner than later. You've got the cards. He is entering his eighth season. He is a soon-to-be author. Arizona 8-8 last year. They open up at Tennessee. And Devon, you're right. Once that book drops, you definitely come back on. We chop it up. We talk about that. And it's good to have you back. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, man.
Devon Kennard, my guest. All right. So our connection issues have been something of an issue today. When you hear the Dana White music more than once during a show, not good. But we got the gist of it, so I'm glad we ran him down finally.
Not good.
You know what? Below not good.
Below,
but it's going to get good, and it's about to get above good.